Jerry Bader Show 935. So it's the first of the month. So I just refilled my cholesterol medication prescription. Based on the emails we're getting, not everybody renews their prescriptions at the first of the month. I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway, we are talking about David Clark, Milwaukee County Sheriff, polarizing figure. We had him on recently, talk about gun rights. He's very pro-gun rights for citizens. Not a lot of law enforcement officials are. Some are. He related stories at the NRA convention in Indianapolis last weekend about successful use of legally held guns, which involved perpetrators being killed. The crowd cheered and whistled. Bruce Vilmetti, big lib of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, was offended by that. Now, this here's, and again, this isn't an opinion piece. This is a reported, this is ostensibly news. But he opines in here that it's wrong that they did that. People are dead, you know. I believe what they were cheering is that people were alive. And I probably would have, I think I would have cheered. Would you have? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Bill in Little Suamico. Bill, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. You know, anytime a bad guy is taken out of the gene pool, that makes the rest of society a little bit safer, and that is worth cheering. You would think that even the anti-gun crowd would be able to understand that, but perhaps I am guilty of overestimating the intelligence of the anti-gun crowd.
Well, and I will tell you, and I'm not, I mean, that's fine, Bill. Thanks a lot for the call. What I would have cheered is that someone who was minding their own business and was able to defend their life with a gun did. That's what I would have cheered. And you know what? Two thoughts on this before I grab another call. Two thoughts on this. I still can't believe that Tom Barrett doesn't realize what he looks like opposing concealed carry based on what happened to him. You would think Tom Barrett wouldn't wish that upon his worst enemy to be beaten. He tried to come to the defense of another citizen, and he was beaten nearly to death. And yet, he is still anti-concealed carry. Here's another point. Several people have brought up abortion, that liberals celebrate abortion. Okay. I want to take that one step. Several have brought that up in email. I want to take that one step further. There's a play called Raisin in the Sun. There is a scene where, in a painful moment, a young woman announces she's going to have an abortion. This play is set at a time before abortion was legal in America, and it's supposed to be a gut-wrenching, very difficult moment for the woman. When she announced it, the audience, the Broadway audience, cheered. The players on stage were rattled. It's like, what the hell are they doing? That is not really what this moment is about. So which is more bothersome? Don in Green Bay. Don, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, Jerry. I would have cheered for just like you did for the same reason, and for the same reason I think a lot of people there were cheering, and I think you can challenge it this way. If Sheriff Clark had brought up two different examples where the perpetrators weren't killed but were either injured or chased away, would the cheering have remained?
Interesting. What do you think?
I think the cheering would have been exactly the same because I don't think it had anything to do with the dead perpetrators.
Yeah, see, I have to agree with that. I think it's about celebrating that the would-be victims are alive. Nick in Oshkosh. Nick, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say, you know, whenever someone is killed by, you know, making the choice to, say, go skydiving or something like that, they always say at the end, oh, that is tragic, but he knew the risk. He knew the risk of skydiving. So, you know, I mean, this guy that gets shot committing the crime, he knew the risk. That's part of it. You want to rob people, you run the risk of getting shot. You know, take the good with the bad. I mean, this guy's a muttonhead that can't put that together. That's all I have to say about it.
Nick, thanks a lot for the call. Well, I think the two things that have him so upset is, to him, a crime perpetrator is the moral equivalent of a crime victim. If someone dies, one is no better than the other, which, by the way, is about as disturbing a mindset as I can imagine. The other thing is, he doesn't want to admit that concealed carry is effective. You got to remember, this just destroys their whole argument. Well, people aren't going to successfully use this. Someone's going to take the gun and shoot them, and you'll see, and we're going to have Wild Wild West. We've had a couple of incidents in Wisconsin in the 3.5 years since there has been legal concealed carry, and there have been more than a dozen episodes of law-abiding citizens defending their lives or the lives of others. And it is galling people like Violmetti that that's what the result has been. Tom in Green Bay. Tom, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I believe that the celebration of life, not death, was the cause. Reaction from the audience. But the problem with liberals is that they believe, kind of like an abused spouse, when something's happening, they want somebody to do something about it. But afterwards, then they fight back against the perpetrator. I mean, the person that saved them instead of the person that was against
them. Tom, thanks a lot for the call. The bottom line, and another emailer pointed this out, that Violmetti, whether he realizes it or not, is essentially being pro-crime here. Now, there are those, did they deserve to die? This is not a meeting out of justice. This is self-defense. That's the other bogus argument that people like him put up. Well, who are they to be judge and jury? They're not being judge and jury. They're being, if anything, citizen law enforcement. Here is another thing that galls the crap out of guys like Violmetti. David Clark has preached, and he was criticized soundly for it by Tom Barrett and others, said, look, you cannot rely on law enforcement to save your life. And here's the reality. Law enforcement enforces the law. They're not crime prevention. Now, they try to teach and preach crime prevention, and don't get me wrong on that. But they clean up the messes. They come and try to catch who did something bad. It is completely unrealistic. Out of all of the crimes in America in a given year, what percent do you think are interrupted by police officers? I would say less than 1%. By interrupted, I mean someone isn't shot, something isn't robbed, someone isn't raped, so on. Less than 1%? Yeah. That's all Clark was saying. You cannot expect someone to come. And, you know, you call 911 dispatch center and to be dispatched and save your life. Even if it's in your home, if you're lucky, you're able to hold them off until they get there. But even that. That's all Clark was saying, and he was vilified for that. Tom Barrett criticized him for that. Tom Barrett, could the police get there in time for you? They can't. If you're in a life or death situation and you think a police officer is going to get there in time, then the choice is death. He's right. Guns are the great equalizer. This is what's just driving Violmetti up the wall. The Wisconsin experience since concealed carry has been passed is that it works. And he just, I mean, it's just the type of thing that they just really struggle with. Speaking of struggling with things, as I mentioned, I'm going to be at the state Republican convention this weekend, and it's going to be a celebration of all of the things Republicans done right so far. They have screwed up a couple of things. Well, I shouldn't say screwed up. There are some error by omission. I'll get to one of them in 3 minutes. It's 9:45.
The Jerry Bader Show.